KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be clear to partly cloudy today with a high around 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, longtime Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman will face a challenge for his post in the June 7th primary election. On Wednesday, Atlantic resident Wendy Richter filed her nomination papers seeking the Republican Party vote. Sunderman is also a Republican. With Richter throwing her hat into the ring, there are now four Republican races to watch on June 7th here in Cass County. Two men, including incumbent Frank Waters of Cumberland and J. Ford Lillard, are running for the District 5 seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors. Republican Steve Beyer and Barry Moore of Griswold and Todd Hansen of Atlantic are all running for the District 4 supervisor seat. And Republicans Steve Green, Dave Jones, and Dale Ritalik, all of Atlantic, are running in District 1. No one has filed papers to run against Cass County Republican Sheriff Darby McLaren, and no Democrats have filed to run for any of the open seats. The deadline to file nomination papers with the required number of signatures is March 30th. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved an engineering agreement with Snyder & Associates Engineers for the city's 2016 street and alley improvement projects. The total cost of the projects is estimated at $1.4 million. It will be paid for in part through bonds and as a transfer from the local option sales tax fund. Any surplus funds will be directed to handle change orders, and anything remaining from that point will be moved into the 2017 Capital Improvement Projects Fund to reduce the future bonding needs and save interest costs. In other business, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones says persons who ride high-speed motorcycles, or crotch rockets as they're commonly called, need to be aware that they won't be getting away with warnings like they did last year for racing through and around town. Oftentimes last summer, those bikes, as Jones referred to them, can be heard all the way across town. The mayor said citizens are concerned about the noise and public safety. He's spoken with Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green and Lieutenant Dave Erickson about the matter.
You need to understand there's not going to be a lot of special favors this year. Last week we warned them a couple times and played nicey-nicey with them, and they got stupid on us. So, you know, if they're out running around, they want to do the wheelies downtown and be, you know, trying to rev things up, they're going to crack down pretty heavy.
Jones says he understands that youth is youth, and we've all been there at one time, so we understand it, but he wants the fast and loud motorcycle riders to be more considerate of the community.
And I talked to a couple of kids that have the bikes that come to my office, and I said, you know, we don't mind guys riding bikes in town, but we got citizens here that are concerned about, I'm sitting on 5th and Lynn, and I can hear you're racing around town on Sunnyside Lane. I said, that's not right. I mean, you guys got to understand that. You got to start working with the people in town, and no one's going to say a whole lot to you. But I just want them to understand that they're fair game.
He said they don't want anyone getting hurt, including the motorcyclists. Jones also spoke about disparaging comments being made around town in the paper and elsewhere about the Atlantic High School, especially in light of recent sports losses and infighting among school board members.
All you hear is negative stuff on there, but I mean, the last month and a half, did the archery club do a great job. The swim team did a tremendous job again. Basketball team did a thing. And then this week in the paper, you know, I've always been very, since my son was in the show choir back in the day, you know, the play. If the kids get more things out of play, and I don't slap myself in the face, than they do a football team. You know, they're doing plays and stuff like that. They're learning confidence, stuff like that.
He added that while other districts are cutting their arts programs, the Atlantic High School has programs that are working and inspiring creativity.
You know, I'm a big football fan, don't try to get me wrong, but to get them both working, but there's things that keep kids going. There's things that are happening in high school. If somebody's doing something right up there, I don't care what it is, they're doing a lot of good things are happening up there.
And Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall is issuing a reminder to property owners of the county. The second half tax payments for real estate and mobile homes are due now. Marshall says you can go online to pay your taxes at www.iowatreasurers.org or pay in person by debit or credit card at the Cass County Treasurer's office. The deadline for payments without penalty is Thursday, March 31st of this year. Payments with a postmark of March 31st, 2016 will also be accepted without penalty. In our funeral announcements, Iola Muller, age 91 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Iola Muller will be today at 2 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Loretta Vinke, age 93 of Manning, died Monday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Loretta Vinke will be on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. B. June Parks, age 87, of Glenwood, died Monday at the Tabor Manor. Graveside services for June Parks will be on Friday at 1 o'clock in the Glenwood Cemetery. Peterson Mortuary in Glenwood has the arrangements. Karen Ann Fritz, age 60, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Karen Fritz will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Leola Getzinger, age 89, who's formerly of Manila, died Saturday in Cedar Falls. Funeral services for Leola Getzinger will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Eric John Jorgensen, age 78, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Eric Jorgensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Reverend Charles E. Smith, Jr., age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Reverend Chuck Smith, Jr. will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Jessica Lee Roberts, age 32, of Omaha, died February 11th. A celebration of life service for Jessica Roberts will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Bernadine Gare, age 99, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Bernadine Gare will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Dale Way, age 91, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Dale Way will be Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Marjorie Edna Maupin, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Maupin will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.